This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
World, and particularly what's happening again in Gaza, after the relief for a few days and then more bombardment, unfortunately, people start wondering and asking themselves the question, Mata Nasrullah? When is that victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises going to come? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give aid to those who are oppressed, those who are under oppression for all these years? When this is going to happen? Brothers and sisters, that's a fundamental principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about in the Quran, and that's what we call husnul dhanni billah, to have good assumption and good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of difficulties and hardships, in times of trials, it's easy for people to falter away from that principle and start having doubts. And even the most righteous people, they might start having questions, not that they're doubting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, but maybe just doubting when this will happen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the battle of Al-Khandaq, قال إِذْ جَاءُوكُم مِّن فَوْقِكُم وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. Remember when they came to you, your enemies, they came to you from above and from below, meaning the numbers were massive numbers. They came in huge, massive numbers. They came from above, they came from underneath you. قال سبحانه وتعالى وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Your eyes now can start seeing things, basically. Like, you know, completely they start becoming delusional in a moment, like that. قال وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. Your heart's now stuck in your throats, meaning you're so afraid, you're so scared, you can't even breathe, you can't even swallow. It's so difficult and so hard. Time of trials. قَالْ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. You start having all these doubts. You start having all these assumptions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That is the moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the believers to the test. Like, this is the moment of truth. Those who believe and those who don't. Those who believe in Allah's wisdom and hikmah, even though you don't see it in the moment, but you still believe in it. And those who don't. So that's, my brothers and sisters, the time when we start looking at that. So when it comes to the principle of husnul dhanni billah, having good assumption and good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is essential for the believers. Not just in matters of trials like these, even in a personal level. When matters, for example, would come to the subject of committing sins, you know, I've done it again and again and again. And Allah promised that He will forgive, but how would I know that? When would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to have this upright character that I always wanted to have? But I keep calling back again behind on this. When is this going to happen? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will help you against the shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me that victory against the shaitan, against my own nafs? So we start having doubt about this. Like, I've been making this dua for so long, but I don't see that it's happening anytime soon. So when will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer my call, answer my dua? We start losing that husnul dhanni billah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that good assumption about Allah azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised that He will fulfill His promise, and He will in one way or another. But it's up to you to believe, because the following ayah, when Allah subhanahu says about the believers on the day of Al-Khandaq, هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِي الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. That was the moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put the believer to the test. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. He says, they've been shaken so much violently in that moment. Like, their iman was put to the test. Then, what's the difference? قال, in that moment, he says, وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. That's when the hypocrites and those who have sickness in their hearts, what do they say? قَالُوا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُوَى. That the promise of Allah and His messenger is nothing. It's just a delusion. We've heard that, brothers and sisters. We heard that in the past few weeks, and we're still hearing it. But I'm speaking to us as a community, because again, when it comes to applying husnul dhanni billah, it's in everywhere that's in your life. It's not just about politics. It's not about what's happening in the world. It's what's happening to you. So where do I need to apply my husnul dhanni billah, good assumption, a good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here's one thing. First of all, when it comes to the subject of ad-du'a, does Allah accept the du'a? The Prophet says in the hadith, لا يزال مؤمن بخير ما لم يعجل. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put the believer always doing good. You're always doing good. Your du'a will always be accepted unless you start rushing it. Which means what? You're demanding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the answer will be now. Not just now, in a way that you see fit. Not that you're submitting it to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way that he sees it is fit for you. So the first thing in our dua, we'd be making all dua, so the people start thinking, so what's the point of that dua if we don't see results from it? The results are always there, but not necessarily in the way that you see fit, but in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees in his big plan, his divine plan, subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other thing that we look for, it comes to having husnul dhanni billah and good assumption about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we do something good. When I pray, when I make my ibadah, when I make my tasbih and dhikr, when I fast, Allah is Allah accepting this from me? Especially when I look at myself, how hypocritical I can be, and we all have our own mistakes and our shortcomings. We all have that dark side in ourselves. So when I start looking at myself and start offering good deeds and I start thinking, I mean, would Allah even accept that from me? Do I deserve His mercy? Am I worthy of it? You start having those doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you shouldn't. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Allah azza wa jal, the good words, the good mention, the good remembrance of Allah, it all goes up to Him, ascends up to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال, وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And your good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it up to Him. So I have a strong belief, strong conviction, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ, that Allah subhanahu, He promised He will accept the good deed, then I'll do everything in my power to make my good deed worthy of being accepted. Once I'm doing it, then I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have trust that He will accept that. I also need to have that حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ when I commit a sin and I come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised that He will accept the tawbah. قال الله تعالى ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده. Didn't they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts the true repentance of servants when they come back to Him? ويعفو عن السيئات. And He forgives so many of your mistakes. Like if Allah will be taking you with every mistake that you do, you won't be living now. Because you don't deserve it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. I need to believe in that. I need to believe in that. I need to believe that what I'm doing, when I return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept my tawbah. People, they keep asking me the same question over and over again. How would I know that Allah accepted my tawbah? I said, believe it. But the question you need to ask yourself is not this question. The question you need to ask yourself, did I do it right? Did I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly? Am I sincere in my tawbah? Or am I just kind of like making it fake because He says, repent, so I do something and I say, astaghfirullah and move on. No. Am I repenting to Allah properly or not? That's what the question you need to ask yourself. Not asking if Allah will accept the tawbah or not, because He said He will. But you need to do it right. Would I know that He accepted it or not? That's something I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I believe that He does accept the tawbah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the repentance, if you repent to Allah azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, we also believe that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. That promise that He will provide for you. The promise that He will forgive you. The promise that He will give you victory and aid when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it's time for it. The promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there always and He will relieve you after hardships and hardships going continuously in our lives. He promised. I need to believe in that. But how that relief comes? That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He promised He will bring that relief to you bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to having husnul dhanni billah, you need to have certain qualities that you need to acquire. How do I do that? What are the qualities or the things that I need to apply in my life in order for me to strengthen my husnul dhan and good assumption of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, the first thing is to have the proper knowledge for it. The more you know about Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you will believe that He is. Like if you understand the expansive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no sin is great except a shirk, associated parts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in His mercy, then no sin is too great to put it under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great He is, there is no sin is little. No sin is small. So you need to balance that. I balance it between seeing how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, so no sin I commit is considered minor right now. Because I'm looking against whom I'm being committed that sin. But at the same time, after the fact, in a moment of weakness when I fall into the sin, I come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember His great mercy. So you need to have that knowledge. Once you have that knowledge, you realize, alhamdulillah, that I can truly have that husnul dhanni billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is put your trust and reliance on Allah azza wa jal. I trust Allah's judgment subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, nothing in this world happened random. And we mentioned in a previous khutbah, we said, look, whatever happens in the world, Allah wills it. The good and the bad and the ugly. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we shall try you with prosperity, mean good things, and also with bishar, with evil things, as means of test for you. So everything we see, no matter what, how horrible that is, Allah wills it. It doesn't mean He loves it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by His divine wisdom, He allows it to happen. I might not understand why, but I know that there must be something Allah wants for me to do in a moment like that. So I need to look for that. I need to look for what Allah wants for me in a moment like this. So when we see hardships going on in Gaza and Palestine, what Allah wants for me to do? What can I do to change this? What if that, alhamdulillah, tipping point where the world starts changing to become a better world? What is that now? It's your moment to shine as people of character, people of code of ethics. In all aspects of your life, you shine. Maybe this is your moment after being demonized and dehumanized all these years. So probably that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine plan, as Allah Azza says, and clearly in the Quran many times, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَوْ شَيْءٍ وَجَعَ اللَّهُ فِي خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. You might dislike something and Allah will put so much khair therein for you in it. But I need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely on Him. I also need to have a sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything I see, like I said, since Allah wills it, I know that I need to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. When something good happens to me, not because you're smart. Just being smart is the mean for you to receive it. But why did you receive it for? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it for you. That's why I need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in a position to be among those who are grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially knowing that Allah Azza says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورَ And few among my servants who are truly grateful. So being among them, it's a privilege. I need to have husnul dhanni billah, good assumption about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He chose me to be among those who have been privileged with that. So you need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having positive thinking. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa he always, he liked al-fa'l. Wal-fa'l is good assumptions. Husnul dhan. Always having positive thinking. When wrong things happen, it's easy for people to fall into desperation. But to stay afloat with that positive thinking, it's a strong quality of a believer. And a strong believer. So therefore, making sure that you always have positive thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will to forgive, all these beautiful qualities. We always have to keep that in mind, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, ad-du'a. Ad-du'a. And that is where many, many people, unfortunately, they have a problem with. Like saying, da'awtu, da'awtu, falam yustajibli. You keep saying, I've been making du'a, I don't see the answers coming. So they stop. And that's what the Prophet said, that the believer Allah will always answer you as long as you're making your du'a. But how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer? The call is different. He could give you what you ask for. He could give you something better than. He could give you just by averting something worse that could happen to you. He could give you by waiting for you until the day of judgment to receive your reward for just making that du'a. So the du'a has always been answered. And I need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom on when and how He's calling, He's answering those calls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that yaqeen, ya rabbal alameen. And give us the ability to see that, ya rabbal alameen. And we ask Allah to give us that husnul dhanni billahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Wa lisan muslimin fa astaghfiruh innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد Brothers and sisters, part of applying حسن الظن بالله or حسن الظن applying good assumption it also extends to beyond the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dealing with brothers and sisters in the community. How can we be a healthy community if we're not having حسن الظن for each other, like having good assumption about one another? And the standard is that you should have husnul dhan, like expecting good from the people who are around you. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us against having bad assumptions. قَالْ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ. Be aware of suspicion, false suspicions. فَإِنَّ ظَنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Because that suspicion that you have about people regularly is nothing more than just a false testimony. So be careful. However, is it for everybody? The answer is no, not necessarily. If someone is publicly known for displaying matters that would make you suspicious of them, then sure, yeah, that's okay. Be cautious with them. To be cautious, that's all. But overall, if we lose that trust amongst ourselves as a community, how are we going to thrive? So thriving in matters of aqidah is very important. It matters your faith in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having husnul dhan of Allah azza wa jalla. That's when you have your good assumption about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a community, we also need to have husnul dhan for one another, good assumptions about one another, unless there is a reason for you to have otherwise. Without this, we can never survive as one community today and in the future. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. عباد الله، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. وأقم الصلاة.